Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, James Easton, and today I have John Doerr with us again. It's episode number 4. We're talking about, I'll save it. We'll just dive right in, and I'm going to ask John to explain why is it that everybody is down on the Muslims? John?
Hey, James, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I should have said hi first.
That's okay.
You know, I was just saying, why is everybody down on the Muslims? What did they do?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, it's multifaceted. I mean, a lot of it, I believe, has to do with the Middle East itself. Just the fact of, of course, obviously there's a lot of oil there. There's a lot of, money to be made in these countries. It's also a very long history, obviously, involving, multiple religions. The whole history there, and it's basically the boiling point of all the controversy in the world with all the religious the main three religions, Jewish, Christianity, and Muslim, all fighting there, since the beginning of time, basically. And to me, I view the whole American, invasion, war on terrorism, not only America, England, and the other, countries involved, are using the excuse of terrorism when it's basically a longstanding feud between religious, factions that they hide the fact that this is what they're truly fighting about and quarreling over for, way before even, America was founded. This has been going on. And I believe, huge amounts of propaganda, slung at people to make them believe that, in other words, Muslims are all terrorists and, they want to cut everybody's heads off. Right. They did 9/11. They want to come here and blow everything up and kill everybody, chop everybody's heads off. But meanwhile, you have regimes like Saudi Arabia that's supposedly our allies, the government itself, cutting people's heads off left and right. And nobody says a word about that, which is, give me a break.
Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, give me
a
break.
It's okay for Saudis to chop heads off, but not is people in, first of all, this whole ISIS thing is made up shit.
Right.
ISIS is a compilation of Qatar, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, the CIA,
right.
America.
Uh-huh.
Forget Israel.
Right.
And, you can tell because there's pictures of these guys. Some, there's a picture of one of them. He had a Star of David on his neck as a necklace or whatever.
Yeah.
You've seen a picture of one of these dudes wearing their black pajamas with his sleeve rolled up, and you see a United States Army tattoo on his arm, and he's Caucasian. So
right.
It's a whole
nice.
Pile of shit. It's all made up crap, and they're
right.
using this as an excuse to. It's a multifaceted excuse.
Right.
To murder and pillage in Mesopotamia Iraq.
Right.
And they do some serious sinister shit. And this is like, if you think about it, I mean, these are Americans, Israelis. They're supposed to be decent, civilized folks. I mean, at least
right.
that's what we purport ourselves to be.
Right, my point, exactly.
They stick, you know, 100 Iraqis in a pit and open fire on them.
Right.
That's no better than
right. How civilized
the Germans in World War II are. World War II is shrouded in mystery, if you ask me, because the entire fucking thing, history was written by the victors, and there's this whole story about the Holocaust, 6 million Jews. I can tell you, that comes straight from the Talmud. It either manifested itself or it was forced. And in and of itself, I can tell you it was forced and it's not real. Six million Jews did not die. And there's Jewish revisionists every year at Auschwitz and Dachau and all these other places. They keep lowering the number of murdered by, you know, hundreds of thousands every year, you know, like, oh, well, this year it was less than that. And, you know, this isn't wide mainstream or whatever. And we were talking about, I'm sorry, I'm stealing the show here. We were talking about, what I wanted to get at was there's all these fucking Holocaust centers all over the fucking world. Everybody's like, those poor Jews, the Holocaust. And I had a friend from Norway call up all these bloody Holocaust centers and say, do you know how many people are, how many Middle Easterners have been murdered in the last 10 years? And they're like, they won't answer. They won't respond. And if these people gave two fucking flying shits about people's lives, they would respond. They would talk about it openly, but they don't because it's a hidden agenda.
Of course.
So,
and it's a very thin veil once you start investigating it, you know, it's a very thin veil of lies, you know. And the only thing they come back with if you criticize these people is, you know, anti-Semitism and, you know.
You're being anti-Semitic. Well, guess what? The funny thing is 800
It means anti-Arab. Anti-Semitic actually means anti-Arab.
Semitic is a language. It's an Indo something or other. I don't know. I have a friend who knows. I can ask him, but he's not here. but the point is, it has to do with language. It has less to do with ethnicity or anything like that. But the true Semites are the Palestinians. The Jews are not Semites.
That have lived there for thousands of years on that land. That is, you know, and the whole thing about, you know, at the end of World War II, Israel was given this land, you know, that they claim God, a make-believe, fantasy story, you know, God gave them, you know, divine right to own this land and just come in and throw people
Britain
out.
Britain coughed up the land for them. And they went in there and
America.
Murdered a whole bunch of people and destroyed villages and towns. Palestine used to be a wonderful place that accommodated, everybody. And it was a very peaceful place. Then the Jews showed up and fucking started pillaging and murdering. And then they called it theirs.
Right. And the thing is, too, you know, if you really look into, like, the Hasidic Jews that follow the Torah, these Jewish people have lived in peace and harmony on that land, you know, for thousands of years with Christians and Muslims, you know.
Yeah. I mean,
and they totally opposed the state of Israel, you know, from day one.
There's a hidden agenda, and it's called, it was called Zionism.
So for Israel, I'm just wanting to say, for Israel to claim that, you know, they're the state of the Jewish religion, you know, for all Jews, that's not true, because these Jews have been protesting, you know, from day one, the establishment of the Israeli state. And the Zionists basically, you know, they literally, you know, beat these people and imprisoned them and stuff, their own people.
Yeah. Listen, let me clear it up.
For protesting it.
Let me clear it up. In the Talmud, it says that a burnt sacrifice of 6 million Jews needs to take place to make this manifest into the Holy Land, the Promised Land.
Right.
What they've done is Zionism was invented and was created or established in late 1800s by a German Jew, and it has less to do with religion. In fact, I would say zero. Religion
is
it's a
political ideology when you get down to it. It has nothing to do with religion.
And that's what it is. And if you ask me, I don't have any degrees or,
me neither,
I'm not a fucking authority, but this is what I've gathered over 2 years of hard studying on this stuff.
Right.
Is that Zionism, like you said, is an ideology.
Mm-hmm.
The people that subscribe to Zionism are less Jew than – they're more evil Jew, which is like not Jew at all.
Right.
Real Jews, real true Jews follow the word of God.
They're totally
religious.
Nonviolent.
Exactly. They don't have any purpose in what has transpired over the last 100 years with these Zionists, with the creation of the State of Israel, with the murdering and pillaging of the Palestinians, and you got Mossad, which is we talked about this before, but who cares? We'll recap.
Absolutely.
Mossad is the evil secret intelligence services of Israel.
Right, it's the CIA of Israel.
You know, it's actually called the Israeli Secret Intelligence Services, which is ISIS.
Right, ISIS.
Anyway, it's
gotta
it's,
love it.
It's too uncanny. I want to jump in and say that they realized their mistake, I think, early on, so they changed it to ISIL.
Right.
And you heard Barack Obama say ISIL when, you know, what is he doing being politically correct about the proper terminology for a terrorist organization, calling it by the proper name? You know, Obama's such a fucking piece of shit, it doesn't, it's like,
he
it's
is.
His eyes
He's
are
perfect.
Brown. Anyway.
And the thing, if I could just say one thing, I find it amazing that, in other words, all these terrorist groups have all these catchphrases that are English, you know, when, in fact, you know, they're Muslim terrorist organizations, supposedly. Why don't they have a Muslim name? Why do they have these catchy, abbreviated initial, catchphrases that, you know, click with Western, people?
What
I mean?
Are you talking about, like, ISIS?
Right, exactly.
Or ISIL.
Yeah.
The Islamic State. Yeah, where do they get off speaking English when they're Muslim, apparently?
Right, exactly.
And
why are they attacking their own people? Why are they attacking Muslims all the time?
And this is the best
if they
part.
Hate the West so much.
They tried so hard to attack Syria last year. And, they did. They
with
employed
the chemical attack and all that.
Yeah. That was all made of shit. And, you know what's hilarious about that is they're chemical attacking the entire fucking planet. So where do they get off saying that it's, like, this is a big deal? They tried to attack – they tried to get Americans' consent to attack Syria last year, and they didn't get it. So instead, they employed the use of mercenaries, which is 100% bona fide illegal under the Geneva Convention in a war.
And they're covering themselves up and trying to pose as Muslims when they're actually Westerners. A lot of them have been caught, speaking English. One mercenary, was like, get away from me. They're talking in American terms, but they're supposed to be Muslims, from the Middle East.
They pose for photos and they're like, they bow towards Mecca, but like there's two guys bowing in one direction and there's two guys bowing in a different direction.
Right.
It is ridiculous. Yep. All right, so these mercenaries, you know, basically America has broken the law, Geneva Convention, but America hasn't declared war since Korea. So what they're doing is...
Yeah, they're all police actions or whatever. Whatever they
it's 100% absolute illegal activity.
Right.
But no one seems to care or understand. And the media is bought and owned by the Jews. And the Jews are involved in this. So everything is a massive fucking cover-up. And they are systematically murdering and pillaging Iraq, you know, the Middle East, basically. They're taking out Syria, and then they want Iran. Everybody knows that.
Right. And all these countries, it's so blatantly obvious, all these countries are surrounding Israel.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, go look at a map and see how stupid this whole thing is and how obvious it is.
It screams at you, and yet so many people are dumb. They're really dumb.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Nobody will even look at a map. Nobody, half the people in America don't even know, you know, where the Middle East is. Half of them think it's like in Africa and stuff, you know.
It's somewhere in the world.
Incredible.
I don't care. I'm going to get a Big Mac.
You're right. It's just incredible.
In Canada and Britain, all they care about is their fucking iPhone and their Big Macs and their fucking their girlfriend and, you know, playing the lottery and...
Right.
And the football
watch
match
football,
and the hockey game.
Exactly.
That's all they fucking care about. They're selfish and greedy, and they're disgusting. It makes me fucking sick. Sorry, I'm getting... It makes me angry when I talk about this shit. The state of affairs
I'm
is this.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, the whole thing, I am a big... I listened to a lot of a guy called Terrence McKenna, who was, and he was big on, in other words, exposing the culture for what it is, that it's nothing but a giant propaganda system, you know, and he used to say, culture is not your friend, you know, and once you really start to dissect the culture and see what it's actually doing and how it's steering people in a certain direction and how it manipulates your thoughts and everything. And it always benefits the people at the top, the elites.
Well, yeah, there's so much we could talk for days about this stuff.
No, of course I know.
There's
but my point being is it manipulates the people to believing a certain narrative that isn't true, that suits the elite's agenda. And that's basically what culture boils down to. It's a control mechanism. And people don't realize this. They fall for it, like you said, hook, line, and sinker. And they don't even give it two thoughts about what this culture is. Why is this culture like this? And if they did, and they dissected it, you would uncover the giant bullshit story that's being handed to you as reality and truth.
It's being force-fed into mainstream consciousness.
Right.
It's lie compacted on a lie compacted on a lie. Everything's a lie, and to the point where even if you realize what some of the lies are, you don't know what all of them are, so you feel a little bit lost and in the dark.
And people give up. People don't want to pursue
it. They either give
it.
Up or they just go with the flow because, like, no one will listen to them. And, you know,
they don't want their peers to think that they're crazy and you know.
Exactly. Oh, you're a nutball.
Right.
You know, you don't want your
you're
What's
a conspiracy
wrong with you?
Theorist. Right.
Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. They don't even know what a fucking conspiracy is.
Right.
They call you a conspiracy theorist. And
I'm a conspiracy factualist, to be honest with you. But.
Well, I'm a conspiracy realist.
Anyway,
exactly. I'm an event skeptic. So the Syria thing, I just want to finish off with the Syria thing, is that so this year, the other thing about the people didn't want another war because people were coming home from Iraq. They're like war weary. They didn't want another war. So everybody in America said, fuck you, Obama. No war. We don't want a war with Syria. So they went ahead and employed these goddamn mercenaries, which is illegal.
Which is a private army.
And, yeah, it's like... It's
basically
so
a bought and paid for army. Yeah.
America is supposed to be a fine, upstanding country. Well,
it's
out
not anymore.
Snort cocaine in the bathroom. Right. Anyway,
and it's undeniable proof that, in other words, you know, the leadership of America, you know, the governance of America has been deeply hijacked, you know, because it isn't the freedom anymore, and, you know.
It's a fucking fraud.
It's
the entire goddamn American justice system, legal system, the executive, the
right.
legislative, everything. Fraud.
Right.
It's a big fucking... Fraud.
All you have to look at is the fact that, you know, the president's like rewriting the Constitution and shredding everything, you know, that the whole country is based on, and they're rewriting it, and the Congress that's in place to, you know, in other words, the three branches of government are in place to make sure that one branch of the government doesn't get out of hand. And, you know, the Congress is there to, in other words, keep the executive in check, and they're letting them walk all over the Constitution and rewrite it and strip constitutional rights away. Which is, you know,
you give us your freedom of speech, and we'll give you more troops to defend you from ISIS, evil ISIS.
Right. Right.
Yeah, it's all bullshit.
Which they made up, and they're funding and weaponizing. How stupid
and,
can people
not to
be?
Mention, they have all the powers and the mass of weapons of mass destruction, and
right.
the hypocrisy of complaining that other people have them. You know, like whatever. You know
right.
what? I just want to interrupt here and say that I saw a post that the Russian embassy in London is taking their people out in preparation for war.
Right.
So it's coming.
It's coming down the pike, huh?
And
especially,
I'm
saying America
sorry.
Is leaving them no choice because they're already engaged in a heavy economic war with Russia. They're trying to bankrupt Russia through the Ukraine and all of that. Right.
Listen,
with this whole Ukraine
Putin
thing.
In on it. I think Putin
he absolutely
in on
is. They all are.
They don't
anybody,
care about the people at all. There's
any
no
elitist.
Respect.
Any, you know, I'm saying anybody in high government power is an elitist, and they're all related. This is another point I wanted
exactly.
to make.
They're all like third or fourth.
They
cousins.
Are all related. They are all,
okay.
you know, cousins and fifth and fourth and fifth and sixth cousins. And on top of that, going back to culture just a little bit, you know, all the celebrities, all these, you know, movie stars and stuff that people worship like gods.
Yeah.
Are all if you get into their bloodlines, they're all cousins and related to all the politicians and all the presidents. You know,
okay.
Just for one example, Denzel Washington is like a fourth or fifth cousin of Dick Cheney.
Oh shit!
You know how much more blatant do you have to be? You know, and so in other words, that points to even more the culture is being, you know, manipulated, it's constructed, you know, to. Just, you know, turn your thoughts in a certain way. You know, the celebrities are helping push the agenda for the politicians.
They're tools.
And
they're Hollywood
all related.
Is all Jew.
And they're
all
related.
Jew.
It's all
and
it's
Hollywood
all
is all Jew. Hollywood
right.
is all Jew. And all the movies, you've heard of predictive programming. That's
right.
where they inject thoughts,
right,
consciousness, ideas,
you.
Whatever, that gets blasted at you in a movie.
Right.
And then
uh-huh.
later, you experience, you know, like, well, I'll just say this much. You guys can shit on me if you want. But the emergency 911, there was a movie called, there was Fight Club with the buildings blowing up at the end.
Right.
Right.
In other words, it's preparing you subconsciously for the events that are going
to
happen
it.
In the future.
To
right.
accept it and the narrative that they shoot out after. It,
right, because
it's,
your subconscious says, oh, I've seen this before. It must be real.
Well, yeah, and you know what's funny is all the Fox reporters were saying on that day, you know, it was like a movie.
Right.
it
a lot
like
of people, not
I
only
mean,
them. That was like throughout, like all the interviews, people on the street, everything, all saying it was like a movie. It was like a Hollywood movie.
And, there was a show that it was a pilot episode that came out 6 months before. And yeah, in this episode, there's an airplane. What was it called?
Oh, I forget. It was a spinoff. It was the three guys from the X-Files.
Yeah.
I forget the name of the show. I know exactly what you're talking about, though.
Now, it was at night, but this airplane was heading for the Twin Towers. And
right.
They saved the day right at the end. But, you know, they knocked the mast off the top of the tower or something. Like, they just narrowly averted destroying.
Yeah, they pulled
the
plane up at the last second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a movie, actually. I want to recommend a movie. It's called Believe Your Own Eyes. And there's probably about 50 references in Hollywood, from Superman to different movies, all through for a long fucking time. That have on the clock. It says 9/11. You know,
huge amount of Back to the Future. There was that whole sign, the Twin Pines, and all that. And if you turn it around, it's 9/11, and all of that.
Oh yeah. Exactly.
You know, if you invert the image, it reads 911.
This isn't just uncanny. It's fucking done on purpose.
Absolutely.
There's plenty of examples of in history over the last little while with Hollywood, entertainment, which is all due, where they precondition you to accept certain ideas. And 9/11 certainly isn't out of the loop on that one.
Right.
I mean, it was the base.
And what
one.
Was it even in the Matrix? What was it in the Matrix? Neo's passport was the expiration date was September 11th. In so many movies, the overpass in Terminator 2, it says 9/11,
oh,
9'11".
9'11". Yeah, man, it's brutal.
It goes to show how, brilliant, evilly brilliant these people are, that they're
conniving.
These little messages, in other words, are meant to pass through your conscious to your subconscious, you know, where you don't even realize
sort of like
it. It's the same thing as subliminal messaging, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's meant to bypass your conscious. Where you would go, well, wait a minute, you know, that's blatant, you know, where it just passes through that into your subconscious and it stays there.
Even G.I. Joe, they had the Twin Towers, and there's these two brothers. They had scars, one on one side, one on the other. I can't remember what their names, the Escobar brothers or whatever. I don't know. And they had a helicopter that one in each tower, and it would fly over to the top of each tower.
Yeah.
And in the top of the Twin Towers in this G.I. show, it said E.E. for Evil Enterprises. And they're on Cobra, right? They're bad guys. Now, there's episode of the Transformers. It was a late episode where the Constructicons and Megatron go to New York City, and they start destroying buildings.
Right.
And what they do is they dig holes underneath the ground, and the buildings fall into the ground, and then they reconstruct their own evil Decepticon buildings.
Right.
What does that sound like to you?
the same exact thing that happened on 9/11.
So they've been, you know, conditioning kids. And let's remember Rockefeller, okay? Rockefeller is the fucker who wanted to build those buildings. He ponied up the cash.
Exactly, him and his brother that was governor of New York State at the time.
And basically, those buildings have a lot of symbolism that are evil. Okay,
absolutely.
You got the two towers from the two horns of the devil.
Right.
You got the tridents at the base. So
the
trident.
What is it?
Like what he has, staff. There's the 33 benches around the weird gold ball thing in the middle.
Yeah, in the courtyard.
33, which is an evil Masonic number.
Right.
It's just... But
it means represents the 33 levels of Masonic enlightenment, right?
Right. And we all know they're fucking dirt evil. And there's a few other things, but I can't think of them right now. There was a... Well, the buildings were supposed to be 100 floors high, and they made it to 110.
Right.
They said it was to accommodate more people, I guess, but that wanted to be in the towers. But
that ended up being half empty.
More than that, it was worse than that.
Right, right.
More than that, because who wanted to work in a building that had asbestos in it? Everybody knew.
Yeah.
And by the way, the buildings were slated for the chopping block. The Port Authority couldn't afford to pay for the asbestos removal.
Right. It was estimated to be in the billions to remove it.
Right. And
they lost in court. In other words, they were nailed to the wall. It had to be removed.
Right. It'd been 28 years? And
right.
Asbestos was...
And they kept, postponing the inspections and all of that stuff to, they were, sweeping it under the rug to try to, let time go on to get away with it. And they couldn't. They lost in court and then they were nailed to the wall. They had to remove it. And conveniently, a few months later, they put it, it's the Port Authority is like one of the richest entities in this entire, the United States. I mean, they have built and run every crossing into New York City, every bridge, every tunnel. If the Verrazano Bridge alone, it's like $15 to get across it. You have to pay. So imagine the amounts of money this entity has.
Then they're just cheap ass because
my point being is it's like a it really is a strange entity, the Port Authority. People should really research it because it's like half government and half privately. In other words, the government in New York City, but it's half private. And it's a hugely strong and wealthy organization, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. And in other words, they put those buildings up for private sale. And Larry Silverstein.
They put them up for lease. They put them up for lease. And Silverstein was not the one who won the bid. It was some other guy. But he was coerced to give it to Silverstein.
Right. For he only put down $15 million down.
$16 million.
Right.
And
then he turned that into what is it, like $5.5 billion after the 9/11 attacks for suing the insurance company?
Prick.
That's a huge markup. That's a huge profit, man. Turning $15 million into $5.5 billion.
The way I put it,
it's
in
incredible.
The movie was, wouldn't it be just easier to blow them up and collect the insurance money instead of deconstructing them?
Right.
And, these fuckers, they no respect for human life at all.
No,
zero.
At all. It's all about money.
Callous, evil fucking trolls.
Right.
Silverstein needs to be skinned alive.
Really?
And his fucking, I don't know, man. Like, do you know what happened to Mussolini? That's what should happen to Larry Silverstein.
Right.
Hung
Absolutely.
Up in the fucking town square and let everybody fucking have their way.
Right.
One of the most evil motherfuckers on the planet.
Suffering they cause.
I want to touch on the families of 9/11 just for a minute.
Sure.
They mistreated them. The families didn't
Absolutely.
Get answers because it was all lies anyways.
Right.
And they didn't get conversation, and they didn't get this, that, and the other thing. They weren't responded to. They were mistreated. And I feel really badly for them.
The first responders,
the fact
too. Sorry, I don't mean to get off. I'm just saying. It goes along right along with it.
Yeah, man. I've seen videos of, firemen in their beds, sick to death, and it's only, a few years after. And they can't even breathe. It's so brutal.
And they got such rare, different kinds of cancers,
Yeah.
That they can't even explain it.
Compound building, who knows what was in there? And besides the asbestos, and these are people that responded to save lives, and that they were heroes, and this is how they were treated.
And they literally had to fight the city to get medical attention, right? The city just turned them away. which, you know, they fought for the city of New York, and the city of New York, you know, Giuliani and all of that, even Bloomberg afterwards, they all let
Giuliani
these people
and
down.
Bloomberg, get in the line,
right.
Please.
Right. I'm saying they let these guys
what?
Down so badly, it's not even funny.
You know, there were some firemen.
They let them die without any medical attention. I'm sorry, go ahead.
All right, here's the deal. It's been 13 years. People should know that there were some firemen that were involved in this scandal.
Right.
And that without the firemen's help, they couldn't have pulled it off. And
right.
I can articulate ladder one.
Okay.
It's completely involved. Not one person uh-huh. died, though they were the first to arrive at the towers. And
right.
not one person died. In every other company, someone died.
And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't that with
the Nordet
French
guy, yeah.
Right, the Nordet brothers were
you,
with
you
that
know
ladder.
He's about as French as fucking New York French fries, man.
Yeah, I don't really know much about him.
Those guys are fucking man. They're not
yeah.
from France. They're from America. They just, they talk like this. They talk like they're from France, but they're not from France. You
right.
know, they're full of shit.
It's another scam.
Oh, man, those guys piss me off. And this fucking asshole, Gideon Nadeau, who took the shot of the plane hitting Tower 1. What are the odds
right.
of seeing
right,
that
exactly.
happen?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
1 in 300 million, you know, like, it's
yeah, how
ridiculous.
Convenient.
And if you examine the footage, you can tell he had the shot lined up and set up and ready to go.
Right.
There's footage
right.
that didn't air, but I have it. I put it in my second movie. I got it from a movie called The Nadeau Hanlon Conspiracy. Hanlon
yeah.
was the so-called fireman that was doing the filming with the Nadeau brothers.
Right.
But apparently he wasn't even part of that company. So
right.
part of the engine or ladder or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
So, and then, you know, it's so elaborate, the scheming.
Yeah.
They pit people against people. So
right.
a super psyop. It's like
right. It's, and
they'll
it's just to deflect. I'm saying deflect people's attention away from the true perpetrators and the true truth of the whole story. It's you're fighting amongst yourselves.
But I watched Scooby-Doo when I was a kid, man. I figured
yeah.
that shit out. And you know, after six movies and or seven movies and 500 episodes and talking to people all over the world and
uh-huh.
watching everything else that is out there on 9/11, the bullshit
yeah.
and the good stuff.
Right.
I think I know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I drum roll, please. I'm about to announce the winner of the Going to Hell. It was Israel. Yay!
Right.
Israel goes to hell.
Right.
Israel's behind it. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we all know that. It's everything has led up to this.
And I'd have to say the you know, I'm saying in the Bush administration, they're all neocons, which are, you know, Nazi sympathizers.
Well, not only
you
that,
know,
they have
which,
German-Jewish blood.
Right,
German Jew,
and, you know,
heritage, whatever. Rumsfeld,
not too many
German
people.
Bush,
I'm German. Saying, not too many people realize that George Bush's grandfather, Prescott Bush, you know, laundered millions of dollars in Lower Manhattan in a bank to bankroll Hitler and the Nazi Party into power.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also he had a metal company, and he
yeah.
was selling to Germany plate steel to make tanks, even after the Americans started fighting with the Germans. So much so that
and
the FBI had to step in and shut his company and the bank under the Trading with the Enemies Act. And but he
yeah.
still made out with $3 million in gold, which, you know, was turned into two presidents later on down the line, his son and his grandson.
Oh, I remember there was one more connection. On September 11th, 1991,
yeah.
George H.W. Bush
announced the New World Order.
Exactly.
In the UN.
Do you believe that? That
yeah.
gives me shivers.
And 10 years to the day, his son, you know, was president and 9/11 happened and the New World Order started. What more proof do people need, you know, of this gigantic elitist conspiracy? That isn't a conspiracy. It's out in the open now. They put it right in your face.
They're kind of like obsessive compulsive in a way. They're like, okay, we got to put it on this date, and it has to add up numerically. And, you know, like...
Right. Well, they're all... I'm saying they're all heavily into astrology and the stars, and you know certain stars are lined up, you know, with Sirius and all of that stuff on a certain day. So they got to kill a bunch of people, you know, because they believe that, you know, all the star alignments and everything coincide with their whole agenda. It's numerology and astrology. It's huge with these people, the elitists.
I don't claim to be beyond that or above that. I think there's a lot of wild, crazy, coincidental, not even coincidental. It's just wild and crazy stuff that all connects and lines up. Now it's just convenient to note that shit lines up in such a way that you can look at it and go, okay, I get the picture. And most people are just sort of like, they don't want to know, they don't want to care. And they just want to eat their Big Mac and fuck their girlfriend. You know, like, that's what it all breaks down to, is, like, apathy. Apathy, egotisticalness, selfishness, carelessness. I'm telling you, people who are listening to this, I'm telling you, that shit's got to go now.
Right.
If it doesn't go, you're going to get it.
Right. If I could just say one thing to that.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, you know, it irks me so bad that people – you know, claim to be free Americans and good Americans when what you just described, how people act and their attitudes towards, you know, life and everything is the exact opposite of what America, you know, what the forefathers meant Americans to be.
Right.
You know what I mean? You were meant to, you know, in other words, keep a close eye on your government. You know, you were meant to be involved. You were meant to have a say in your country's policies and everything. You were meant to be involved with your government, with your country. You know, and
keep a close eye on the bad guys, or, you know, like the bad guys.
Right, and to make sure that your government doesn't turn rogue. You know, that's
don't
why.
Don't relax or don't relent or just, I don't know what it is, but you know what happened was. People went to the beach and the bad guys took over everything.
Right.
There's so much corruption.
All I have to say is one phrase: for the people, by the people, of the people. Period.
Okay.
End of story. And all Americans who believe that, you know, you're a good American, sorry to say, you're not doing shit because, you know, you know who's at the helm? You know, are freaking evil people that don't have your best interest at heart, and you're allowing them to continue. And you deserve, as an American, these people, I'm sorry, you know, to even go further, they don't deserve their freedom because they don't warrant anything that earns their freedom.
So you think
they believe
need a
that just because of where they're born? In other words, they just deserve their freedom. Where in fact, people still believe they're free when, again, half their constitutional rights have been stripped away from them. This is how stupid people are. They've already stripped half of what you are as an American away from you, and you still believe you're free, and you still believe this is the greatest country in the world when they've chopped you in half already.
It's convoluted.
Sorry, continue,
bullshit. James. It's convoluted bullshit. Their minds are warped, and they don't know. They don't even know what 2+2 means.
They've been subjugated. You know,
they believe
they're free people when they've been subjugated. You're not free.
They're in la la land. They have no fucking clue what's going on.
On top of it, and in 1913, in 1913, they stole your money away from you. Your money isn't even yours anymore. The money is supposed to be Americans. It's supposed to be backed by gold and silver. And the productivity of the country, and it's not. It's all debt slavery. You're actually, you know, America is nothing but a giant slave plantation now.
Yeah, in essence, America
through
has
debt
been
slavery
for fucking
right.
80 years.
It's the federal income tax of the United States is totally unconstitutional. It's against the Constitution and what this country was founded on.